今天很高兴再次能够看到大家。
Today is very happy to see able to see everyone.
在我们进入正道之前，我请大家读起一段经文。
Before we start, I would like to read a bit of scripture.
烦请后面的 PowerPoint 行明帮我打出来，这样方便大家可以一起来念。经文是来自于约书亚记第一章。
The scripture is from Joshua. Chapter
1. 我将会念一节，然后请翻译念英文。
I will read a verse and then the translator will read a verse.
如果大家用你自己熟悉的语言，请跟着我一起来念。耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，我们一起来念啊。耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说。
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord.The Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid.
我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来，和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。
Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses.
从旷野和这尼巴嫩，直到伯拉大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的界境。
Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon.From the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west.
你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也必不丢弃你。
No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.I will never leave you nor forsake you.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。
Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them.
只要刚强，大大壮胆。谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，无论往哪里去，都可以顺利。
Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go.
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
今天我想借着经文跟大家分享四点。
Today I want to share with everyone four points.
第一点是现在就是你的时间。
The first point is now is your time.
经文告诉我们，神对约书亚说，现在轮到你了，你要起来。
Scripture tells us that God told Joshua that it is now your time, you have to step up.
曾经带领两三百万以色列民脱离埃及奴役，并且照顾他们四十年之久的伟大领袖摩西死了。
The one who took care of 2 to 3 million Israelites and led them out of slavery from Egypt and took care of them for 40 years in the wilderness.The servant Moses was dead.
现在是约书亚，你的时代了。
Now it is Joshua. It is your turn.
是你的责任。
It is your responsibility.
该你上场了。
It is your time to step up.
多少时候我们在人生道路上也经历到许多客观环境的变动以及改变。
How many times in our lives do our situations change suddenly?
神也用这样的时刻跟我们说，Hey, 你该成长改变担大任的时候到了。
God uses these situations to tell us, hey, you have to step up, you have to take responsibility.
不是吗?
Is it not true?
这也许是毕业。
This could be a graduation.
也许是搬家。
It could be moving.
也许是结婚。
It could be marriage.
也许是有了孩子。
Or perhaps having a child.
或者你工作产生变动。
Or it could be getting a new job.
或者你家庭有一个新的需要。
Or your family has new needs.
也许是教会有需要。
Or perhaps your church has new needs.
或者社区有需要。有 community.
Our community has new needs.
甚至你可能失去亲爱的家人。
Or perhaps you have lost some loved ones.
多少时候神借着这个明显的环境改变和人生的阶段在对我们说话。
Isn't that true that God uses these situations to speak to us?
像我们叩门，说你要起来了。
Telling us that we have to get up.
不能再停留在原位了。
We can no longer stay where we were.
现在就是你的时间了。
It is now your time.
约书亚做摩西的助手40年。
Joshua was Moses' assistant for 40 years.
摩西死了。
Moses had died.
神呼召约书亚起来说，现在，就是现在，你要起来了。
At that time, God told Joshua, now, at this time, it is your turn.
神为什么认为约书亚可以起得来呢?
Why did God think that Joshua was able to step up?
为什么认为他能够带领一群漂流在旷野40年之久的游民进入迦南之地呢?
Why did he believe that Joshua could lead a wandering nation that was untrained into Canaan to fight?
因为约书亚一直尽心尽力做好他当下的本分。
Because Joshua had done to the best of his abilities his responsibilities as an assistant.
他要做助手就好好的做助手。
As an assistant, he did his best as an assistant.
专心的服侍，不求彰显自己的意见。
He continued to be a servant and did not insist on his own way.
他不单是摩西忠心的左右手。
Not only was he Moses' faithful right-hand man.
他也专心地看摩西怎么样亲近神。
He also looked closely at how Moses got to know God.
他也学着怎么样去亲近神。
And learned and got close to God in the same way.
一个不懂学习如何跟从的人，永远不懂如何做领袖。
A person who cannot learn or follow can never learn to be a true leader.
约书亚不断地一直在预备自己，而他自己不知道。
Because of this, even though he did it unintentionally, Joshua continued to prepare himself to be a leader.
亲爱的年轻人
，young people，
你想要对自己的生活有自主权吗
？Do you want to be able to control your own life？
对人生有自己一套的规划吗
？Do you want to be able to have a plan for your life？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你想带领家庭吗
Do you want to lead your family and plan your career?
你想规划自己的事业影响教会带领教会到一个不同的领域吗
Do you want to be able to influence the church and help the church reach new heights?
你先要忍耐要学习要跟从
You have to be patient, you need to learn and you need to follow.
专心地扮演好你现有的角色
Take care of your current responsibilities well.
看到好的师傅就紧紧的赶快去追跟随
and if you,
去学习
And if you see any good teachers, run to them quickly and learn from them.
好的老师不会来找你的你要去找他们
Good teachers won't come and find you. You have to go find them.
先学会如何带领自己以后才能带领其他的人
Learn how to manage yourself first before you can lead others.
时间一到，你就不需要再等待。
Once the time comes, you won't need to wait.
这个客观的变动一定会临到你生命当中的。
This change of circumstances will definitely come.
你要负大任。Be a big responsibility. You need to take in charge and take big responsibility. 由你来计划的日子也一定会到。
The day will come.
问题是时间到的时候你准备好了吗？
The question is, when it comes, will you be ready?
而且你知道你的时间也许已经到了吗？
Do you know that perhaps your time has already come?
过去你是住在家里的学生。
Before you were a student who was living at home.
你的吃住作息人际关系。
Your eating habits, sleeping habits, everything that you did.
灵命成长皆已经被安排好了。
All of it had already been arranged by your parents.
不论你喜欢不喜欢，
whether or not you liked it,
你只要被动的去反应就好了。
You only had to react to the situation.
你做得好，有人赞美你。
If you did well, people would encourage you, praise you.
做得不好，有人督促你，关心你。
If you did poorly, people would scrutinize you or try to help you along.
而现在你自我带领自我约束自我计划的时间到了。 It's the time for self-discipline.
Okay.
Now it's the time for self-discipline. 没有人会主动关心你的。
People will no longer hover over you and take care of you.
没有人会关心你的成绩好还是不好。
No one will care if your grades are good or bad.
没有人会在意你今天晚睡还是今天不睡。
No one will care if you sleep late or don't sleep at all.
你将要离家成为，必须要成为一个有自律的学生。
You have to leave home as a self-disciplined student.
有些人说大学生的生活就是常常熬夜，并且经常有 party 的日子。
People say that a college student's life is just pulling a bunch of all-nighters and then partying all weekend.
实际上，这样的学生，老师跟大家说，他不是大学生。
But the truth of the matter is, students like this aren't actually college students.
他还是高中生。
They're still high school students.
因为他生活的规律是被动的，是等人家来催的，受人家影响的。
Because they live their life in a reactive manner, waiting for someone to push them along.
因此每次等到考试之前才发现，哎呀，大事不妙了，要赶紧熬夜。
And always waiting until right before the exam until they realize that they don't know anything and they have to pull an all-nighter.
所以我们现在每一位都必须要忠于我们现在的阶段的职分。So we be faithful to the current.
So we have to be faithful to our studies.
Your responsibilities.
时候一到你就能面对下一个阶段的挑战。So when the time comes, you can face the next responsibility.
下一个 slide.
下一个。
第二点。现在是你的 mission， 现在是你的任务到了。
Now it is your mission。
在第二节到第五节这边说到。
In verse 2 to verse
5。神对约书亚说：“你现在要起来。
”Now then, you and all the people have to get ready to cross。
我有任务给你。
I'm about to give
you a mission。许多圣经学者相信约书亚在这个时候他已经是80岁左右的老人
了。Many Bible scholars believe that Joshua at this time was already 80 years old.
他是当时以色列民里面最高龄的两个男子之一。
Out of all the Israelites, he was one of the two oldest men.
他80岁啊。
He was 80.
你我80岁的时候你有没有计划过我们80岁的时候想做什么？
Have you ever thought about that when we are 80 years old, what we could possibly, what we would be doing?
我以前想过，我想我就在 Florida 那个游轮上面，我就很优异的在那边度过我的几个月的生活。
I thought about it personally that when I reach 80, that I'll just go on a Florida cruise, just relax for the last couple of years.
真的，我一看到这个经文我吓了一跳，我想到我将来80岁的时候，我出去要随身携带的药，我想了我就累了。
When I was was reading the scripture, and I was thinking about when I hit the age of 80 and all the medicine I'll have to carry just to get around, it exhausted me.
为什么耶稣亚在这时候不拒绝去不去反驳神的这个要求跟呼召呢？
How come Joshua did not argue against God's calling?
他可以跟神说，哎，对不起啊，我老了，实在不太方便了，今天那个高血压的药还有那个糖尿病的药都还没吃，你找别人啊。
He could have just said, come on God, I'm 80, I'm kind of old, can't really do anything, God take some medicines, I can't do this.
今天神不是呼召他去做顾问呢，是要约书亚去打仗呢。
God didn't tell Joshua that he had to go advise someone. He told Joshua to go and lead the Israelites to war.
为什么约书亚接受这样的使命？因为他有一样东西叫使命感。
The reason that Joshua accepted this mission was because he had a sense of duty.
他觉得这个责任是从神而来的。
He felt that this responsibility came directly from God.
今天我们要面对神赐下使命的这个心态来面对我们人生下一段的挑战。
Today we need to see every future challenge as a mission from God.
神给约书亚的使命不是要以色列民在艰难当中维持生命或停留在过去的顺境里面。
The mission given to Joshua was not to stay in some place easy or to stay where they were.
当时一定有绝大多数的以色列民在质疑约书亚说，哎，我们为什么要动啊？
I'm sure there are many Israelites questioning, how come we have to move?
为什么我要改变现有的生活进入一个危险的地方？
How come we have to leave the easy life of our past and enter somewhere with danger?
请大家记得以色列民在旷野的时候他们实际上是天天经历神迹的哦。
Remember, when the Israelites were in the wilderness, each and every day they experienced miracles.
他们有一有十，他们大可以说神已经天天跟我们在一起了。
They have food and drink, and they would be able to say that every day God is with us.
为什么要变？
How come we have to change?
但是有神迹的存在只能表明神不撇弃他们罢了。
However, the existence of miracles only implies that God has not forsaken them.
不代表他们活在神所喜悦的心意里面。
It does not mean that they are living in God's will.
而约书亚要的不是经历神迹。What Joshua wants is not to experience miracles.
What Joshua wants is not to experience God's miracles.
而要在神赐丰盛的心意里，他要活在神赐丰盛的心意里面。
But he wants to live within God's will.
神给使命是要让我们能够主动的经历神。
The will of God is that we proactively experience God.
去发掘神给我们的恩赐和丰盛。
And to discover the abundance that he has given us.
更深的经历他的同在。
And to experience him in a deeper way.
然后我们跟他一起同工，一起做工。
And to be able to work with him closely.
仅仅在苦难当中或者问题来到的时候蒙到保守，那是被动的经历神。
If we are stuck in our afflictions, And when we are kept by God in our afflictions, we are experiencing God in a very passive way.
那只是一个保佑的恩典，那个不在丰盛里面。
At that point, we are only in the grace, in the grace of His mercy, but not in His abundance.
安于现状而没有尽力冲刺，让神带领，绝对不是神要我们在世界上活的心意。
Doing well and just getting by is.But not doing to the very best of our abilities is not the will of God for us.
神给的使命是要我们经历挑战而得胜。
The mission that God has given us is to overcome challenges.
那个挑战一定是非常困难的。
These challenges must be difficult.
不然，别人无法从你我身上看到神是耶和华神。
Or else people will not be able to see that our God is the true God.
神给的使命是要约书亚去带领百姓去改变他们要去的那个地的文化。
The mission that God gave to Joshua was to go into a new land and change the culture of it.
去影响他人，不是被影响。
To transform that land, not to be transformed.
今天你们就要去大学，你是要被影响，还是影响那个大学呢？
Today, those of you who are going to college, are you going to go transform or be transformed?
以色列民要从约书亚身上看见道路。
The Israelites needed to see through Joshua the way to God.
而其他的列国要从以色列民中看见道路。
And that the rest of the nations would see through Israel the way.
John Maxwell 牧师这样子说。
Pastor John Maxwell said,
他说一个领袖就是能够看得清楚道路并走在其中并且能够示范给别人看到的人。
That a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way.
今天我们进入学校或职场的目的。
Today when we enter school or workplace.
是在知识上能够学习神创造的丰富。
The intent is that we would learn the abundance of God's creation.
在心态上能够生活和生活上能够爱神爱人。
That we would be able to love God and love people.
在行为上能够做光做盐。
That we would be able to be the light and the salt.
然后去翻转文化来见证神在我们身上的主权。
And to be able to change the culture and be able to testify how God is working in us.
使别人看到人生应该有的道路，这是我们的使命。
To show other people the way that life ought to be lived. This is our mission.
下一点。
Next point.
我们的基础，一切行事的基础是我们的心。
Our hearts are our foundation.
美国独立宣言和宪章起草人 Thomas Jefferson 说过一句话。
The drafter of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, Thomas Jefferson said,
一个人有了正确心态去达成他的目标的时候，
nothing,
千军万马都阻挡不了他。
A man with the right mental attitude, when he tries to achieve his goal, nothing can stop him.
但是一个人的心态如果错误的时候，全世界都救不了他。
However, if a man has a poor mental attitude, nothing in the world can help him.
神对约书亚说，不论你在进入挑战之前还是进入挑战之后，你要不断的准备好预备好你的心。
God says to Joshua that no matter if you before you enter the promised land or after, you have to continuously prepare your heart.
你的心要勇敢。
Your heart must be courageous.
你要牢记遵守神的话。
And hold fast to God's word.
我记得我在26年前与很多单身，大概30几位单身，我们一起开车到缅因州去玩。
I remember one time 26 years ago, I went on a trip to Maine with 30 or so singles.
然后那个时候我们去，因为人很多，所以我们就开了9部车一起到缅因州。
And when we went, we drove 9 cars all the way up to Maine.
当我们到达的时候，我们发现一件事情：我们所有团队手中只有一张地图。
And then when we got up there, we realized something.Out of all the cars, we only had one map.
在没有 GPS 跟复印机的情况底下，我被指派做领队。
And this was before there was GPS or copy machines, and I somehow got stuck as a leader.
结果我每天就带着后面有8部车到处走。
So each and every day as I drove, there would be 8 cars following me.
我那个时候才感到哇，带队的压力啊。
It was at that time that I felt the true pressure of being a leader.
结果第一两天我到处开那个小路，一直开错车。
The first 2 days as I was driving among the around the local roads, I kept on taking wrong turns.
结果一开到小路没办法，我就 U turn. 结果9部车一起 U turn.
As soon as I got stuck in a local road and I had to make a U turn, all 8 cars had to do the same.
哇，大家请了假去玩，对不对？都花了时间请了假。结果我花的时间在 我身上，因为我一直 U turn.
And everyone had taken time to get vacation days to get off work, and I was wasting that time making U turns.
哇，我边开我自己，一方面又很气我自己，然后我就开始对我旁边看地图的人发火。
I was getting very mad at myself, and then after a while, I started getting very mad at my navigator.
然后我说：“你地图怎么看的？也害我一直 U turn.
What? How are you looking at this map? You keep on getting taking us the wrong way.
哎，实际真正有问题的人是我啊。
But the person who had made the real mistake was me.
因为我在出发之前没有好好熟读那个地图。
Because before we set off that day, I never really studied the map.
所以当我发现看到那些路名出现的时候，我脑筋没有印象，没有反应，不知道要怎么转。
So that when we came upon the streets, I didn't know how to react to them.
神要约书亚牢记神的话，昼夜思想。
God wants Joshua to stay in his word and think about it day and night.
这是约书亚行动的基础。
This is the foundation of Joshua's action.
也只有如此，约书亚才能面对不同的挑战。
And only then can he face different challenges.
不同状况临时出现时，他才反应得过来。
And no matter what different circumstances pop up, he can react to them.
约书亚的智慧和信心是建立在神的应许和律法当中。
Joshua's wisdom is founded in God's promise and law.
我们的价值和人生的使命同样的是在神的话语里面。
In the same way, our values and our purpose must be within God's law.
如果我们不熟读神的话的话，我们很容易被外面影响，我们很容易被外面的潮流所牵引，所摆布。
And if we do not make a habit of reading God's word, then we will very easily be transformed by this world.
所以毕业生要花时间在预备你的心上面，按时读经。
So we have to spend time to prepare our hearts, read the word.
要灵修，参加团契教会。
That we have to be sure to attend fellowship in church.
你面对突发挑战的时候，你才能立时的正确，有立时的情况，有正确的态度，并且有能力。
And it is only through this that if we face sudden challenges, then we will be able to face them.
有一次我请一个朋友，砍树的朋友到我家砍树。
One time I asked a lumberjack friend to help me remove a tree.
他一来的时候带了三把链锯，就是那个 chainsaw 啊。
And he brought along with him 3 chainsaws.
然后他一来，他就坐在草地上，慢慢的在那个磨那个链子。
And as soon as he came, he just sat on the grass and slowly sharpened his saws.
我看他待了那个半小时，一直在磨链子，我有点耐不住了。
And after 30 minutes of watching him sharpen his saws, I started to get impatient.
我跟他说，你坐在这边磨链子的时间，我树都砍完了。
And I told him, in the time that's taken you to sharpen the saws, I could have taken this tree out already.
他说没关系，你可以用我的锯子去砍嘛。
And he said, no problem, you can take one of these and go try.
然后我就拿起一个他还没有磨的那个链锯去砍树。
So I took one of the saws that he had that he had not yet sharpened.
结果砍了半天，哇，砍了很久之后，树枝砍了一个小口。
And I spent such a large time trying to cut this tree, but after a while, there's only a very little dent in the tree.
这个时候他站起来，用他磨好的链锯一砍。
At this time, he stood up and took the chainsaw that he had sharpened.
他砍那个树跟切豆腐一样。
And when he cut this tree, it was like cutting through tofu.
我才被说服，磨刀不是浪费时间。
At that time, I learned that sharpening a saw is not a waste of time.
而是最节省时间的捷径。
But it's the best shortcut.
去教会灵修，参加团契，去查经，不是浪费时间。
Attending church and going to Bible studies and doing devotionals is not a waste of time.
而是最节省时间的捷径。
They are the source of our strength.
The short.
They are the shortcut for us.
去，它是我们力量的来源。
They are the source of our strength.
帮助我们时时预备好我们的心。
They help us prepare our hearts constantly.
我们就能面对各样的挑战。
So we can face all types of challenges.
最后一点。
The last point.
神告诉约书亚，他要进应许地的那个地界。
God told Joshua the boundaries of the land that he's about to enter.
当我在读这段经文的时候
，When I was reading the scripture, I realized there was risks.
我突然了解到一件事情。
I understood one thing.
原来许多神带领的里面跟应许里面是有危险的。
That following God's lead, living in God's will is dangerous.
哎，我以前从来没有想过神赐我的道路，那个道路里面可能危机四伏。哎，我从来没想过神给我的应许，应许里面会藏有危险。
I had never once thought before that the way that God provides, the way that God provides for us might be full of dangers, or that His promise might lead us to different risks.
我总以为神给的道路一定是顺畅的。
I used to think that no matter what path that God gave us, it would always be easy.
约书亚，神要约书亚带领以色列民进迦南那个地方是有大敌的。
God wanted Joshua to take the Israelites to enter the land of Canaan, which had very many enemies.
耶稣要门徒渡过那个大湖是会经历要命的风暴的。
And when Jesus asked the disciples to go across the Sea of Galilee, they faced a life-threatening storm.
哎，怪怪，神的旨意居然是明知山有虎，偏向虎山行。
And isn't this strange that the way that God is leading people leads to danger?
但是往往神的丰富是隐藏在危险后面的。
However, in these times, it's God's abundance that is behind the danger.
神跟约书亚说，信靠我，不要怕。
God told Joshua, trust in me and don't be afraid.
约书亚害怕是应该的，是合理的。
I mean, Joshua should be afraid.
他又不是去旅行，他也不是去留学。
He's not going traveling or he's not going abroad.
他是带着没有正式军事训练的百万以色列民去打仗。
Well, he's leading millions of untrained Israelites to go fight a war.
照人看来这是必败的征战。
From a human perspective, this is doomed to fail.
但是要不经历这种战役，他们永远不能体会神是得胜的主。
However, if they don't go through this, they won't understand that God is the God of triumph.
永远不能体会如何用神的眼光去解读地上的状况。
They would never learn how to see their circumstances with God's point of view.
难怪约翰哈该牧师说。
No wonder Pastor John Haggai said,
既然要为神做事，就必须冒险做大事，大到一个地步，没有神同在，我们就必定失败。
Attempt something so great for the Lord that it is so great that if God is not in it, it will fail.
神说你要专注的是我必与你同在。
God said.
You need to focus that I will be with you.
You need to focus that I will be with you.
不是看自己的能力。
Not to look at your own strength.
如果凭我们的能力可以胜过困难的话，我们就不需要神了。
If all the challenges that we face we could get over with our own strength, we wouldn't need God at all.
也经历不到神的伟大。
And we wouldn't be able to see God's abundance.
你我的安全感要建立在神的应许里，这是他的应许，是我们勇气的来源。
God's promise has to be the root of our sense of security.
也许有些人问，那我怎么知道这个还是那个是神的旨意呢？
And perhaps some people ask, how do I know if it's this or that is in God's will?
这个学校还是那个学校是神的旨意呢？
Is it this school or that school that is in God's will?
是这个主修还是那个主修是神的旨意呢？
This major or that major?
是这个公司还是那个公司呢？
This company or that company.
同样的以色列民，我想他也会问约书亚同样的话。
And I'm sure the Israelites asked Joshua a similar question.
今天要往东还往西？
Today are we going east or west?
往北还是往南？
Are we going north or south?
结果神没有告诉约书亚细节。
However, God never told Joshua the details.
神只把大的疆界告诉约书亚。
God only told Joshua the big picture.
从旷野到尼巴嫩，从伯拉大河，然后到赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处。
From the wilderness to Lebanon, from the Euphrates to the Mediterranean.
都要做你的境界。
All this will be your land.
然后应许约书亚说，你无论去哪里，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
And God told Joshua that no matter where you go, your God, Jehovah God, will be with you.
也就是说，应许地非常之大。
This also implies that the promised land is very large.
你想要有多少？
That how much you want.
你什么时候要？
No matter when you want it.
就看你了。
And it's just on you.
只要在神的应许里，你有极大的选择权。
That as long as you're in God's will, you have very many choices.
有极大的空间和自由度。
You have a lot of freedom.
在服侍的年日里，我了解到一件事情。
After years in ministry, I gradually understood one thing.
只要愿意活在神的心意中，勇敢地踏出去。
As long as we are willing to step forward in God's will.
我们有很多很多的自由的。
That we have very many choices.
不需要患得患失。
We don't have to be wishy-washy or indecisive.
不需要担心走错或浪费时间。
We don't have to worry about making a wrong step and wasting time.
因为在神的应许里面就没有冤枉路。
Because as long as we are in God's will, there's no wrong path.
你所踏之地都会成为你属灵的产业。
Where you set your foot, it will be yours.
你在学校所学的科目，不论你将来工作有没有直接会用到。
It doesn't matter if your field of study in college will be used in your future job.
你所爱的人，所服侍过的人，不论他将来还会不会跟你在同一个地方，或者说他们会离开。
Or the people that you love or that you serve with, it doesn't matter if they will be with you in the same area in the future.
不论你的工作和教会的经历。
It doesn't matter your experience in your job or your church.
或者你冒过所有的险。甚至受过的伤以后都可以成为你属灵的 资产和丰富。
That every risk taken and every hurt will be a part of your spiritual possession.
在经文这边，尤其是中文圣经第八节说，你的道路都可以亨通，凡事顺利。
In verse 8, it says the word... Verse 8 is up there.
Yeah.
I can't read it. Okay.That you'll be prosperous and successful.
这里的顺利原文是说成功，英文翻的正确是指成功，或者有智慧来面对解决的意思。
The word success here can also be translated as ability to act wisely.
这里顺利不是指畅通无阻的意思。
It does not mean an easy life.
神给的道路不是没有阻力的。
It doesn't mean that there'll be no obstacles for them to overcome.
神的心意是要我们在路到这条道路上胜过阻力。
It means that we will run into obstacles, but with God's help, we'll be able to overcome them.
亲爱的毕业生
dear graduates,
往后的几年内你会面对很多很多的挑战。
In the next few years, you'll face many challenges.
也许是知识的领域。
Maybe it's in studies.
也许是自己要面对自己身上的恶习或者软弱，你要去克服它。
Maybe you have to look at your own weaknesses or bad habits.
也许是人际关系。
Maybe it's relationships.
也许是教会服事。
Maybe it's stuff related to church.
你如果看到自己有多少斤两，只看自己的能耐的话
，If you look at your own strength and only rely on yourself, you'll be afraid.
你会退缩，会害怕。你要看神。
You'll be afraid and discouraged, but you have to turn to God.
要勇敢地走遍神给你的应许地。
You have to be courageous in following God's promise.
进入更深的丰盛。
To go deeper into His abundance.
以一个有使命感的心接受下一个人生阶段的挑战。
Just walk with Him into the next challenge.
在神的应许里，他一定会负责。
In God's promise, He will definitely keep you.
他一定会与你一起使你得胜。
He will definitely walk with you.
我们就把以下时间交给我们的诗班。